Most Shias in Lebanon and the region support Assad, and Christians are divided. Most Sunnis support the Western-backed Syrian rebels. Radical Sunnis like Sheikh Ahmed al-Assir in the port city of Sidon has been doing just that, urging his followers to join the Syrian rebels' fight against Assad. Friday, he cited Nasrallah's speech.
Nasrallah said, "I want you to kill the Sunni, who are worse than the Jews, to go fight in Syria to fight the rebels." We consider those words launching war against Sunnis throughout the world.
Asir, who made a recent show of going to the front lines in Syria himself, concedes Lebanese Sunnis assisting the rebels are no match for Hezbollah's reinforcements for Assad.
They have more military experience and they have much more developed weapons. We know that our people are not going to make a difference, but it is our duty to send them.
So do you think this is turning into a Sunni-Shia war?
I consider this a war launched by those Shia groups who have always carried animosity and hatred to the Sunnis throughout history.
Hassan Sarur of Tripoli, a Sunni, answered the call to help the Syrian rebels, but he and his comrades were attacked by Assad's forces. Most, including his brother, were killed.
I went there because all the Sunnis there are being slaughtered and tortured. This is our religious duty, to go and defend our families there.